news article from one of my favorite websites.
Okay.
NotTheBee.com.
NotTheBee.
Now, this is not a sponsorship.
Right.
They do not sponsor us, unfortunately. But it is a legitimate news site. This is not to be confused with Babylon Bee.
Which is hilarious.
Which is usually very, very quite funny.
Yes.
This is NotTheBee. This is actually real news. So, which is almost, well, stranger than not news. Okay.
Okay.
So, news article.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Police in L.A. raid warehouse filled with shoplifted goods.
Okay.
Welcome to Los Angeles, a nice place to live. That is, unless you're a normal American who cares about theft and organized crime being king of the city, then it's not so nice. To demonstrate the depths of the crime problem in L.A., check out this story about a warehouse filled with stolen goods.
Okay.
That's what we're reading. Walmart, Target, CVS, and Walgreens all sent their own investigators to figure out which products of the $100,000 bus belong to which stores. So these guys just walk in. Because California has the, you know the law they have down there now?
What was that?
So
there's a lot of laws.
Okay, yeah. So they don't prosecute you for shoplifting if it's like less than $1,000, whatever. So people walk through with a calculator. And I even hear stories sometimes about them like getting arrested because they were using the sell price, and that doesn't count. You have to use, you know, the non-sell price when you're using your when you're shoplifting, because it's value, not what the actual cost is.
Kids, that's why you learn math.
Yeah, you learn your math, learn the law,
business.
If you're going to shoplift, make sure you don't use the store the sell price. This is random because it's all stolen products. So you see everything from food products, household products, everything you can think of that's stolen, says Captain Calvin Ma from the LA County Sheriff's Department. That's even crazy. What's even crazier is that Los Angeles has become such a hub for crime that thieves from across the Southwest are using LA as a sort of distribution center for stolen products.
Wow. Yeah.
Man. Yeah. So you got so much stolen stuff that they opened their own warehouse to keep it so they can distribute it. Anyway,
that's crazy.
The Sheriff's Department got information from investigators for CVS. The haul includes more than $100,000 in pharmaceuticals and cosmetics taken from stores in Arizona, Nevada, and California. It's like prohibition or something. This is a level of organized crime we thought was gone from the world after the days of Al Capone, but it's still alive and well in L.A. People steal from stores, cargo trucks, trains, pretty much anywhere they can get their hands on the goods. Then they ship them to holding centers like this one raided in L.A., where criminal gangs work to remove security tags and other tags that would identify the products as stolen. You've got to wonder how many of these warehouses there are. A neighbor said he's hardly ever seen anyone going in and out of this warehouse, so you'd assume this is just one of many locations keeping the gangs busy. Also, with between $100,000 and $200,000 worth of goods, we know there's millions of dollars worth of merchandise that hasn't been located.
Sure.
Millions. I doubt it's all been sold. The task force has focused on identifying and arresting individuals who commit organized retail thefts like flash mobs. Do you know what these flash mobs are?
That's when they just run the store.
Yeah, whole they group, like organize right? it like over social media, like, hey, we're hitting Walmart at 5. And everybody just shows up and like, and all at once, they all grab everything and run.
I wonder if that got big.
Because you can't stop everyone.
Because I remember the first time I saw that, like, I was really, you know, 2020, right? Everybody's just breaking into places and stuff. And I thought, like, that probably gave some people some ideas. Like, hey, they can't stop us all. You know, that whole idea.
Yeah, basically.
For sure.
Flash mob and smash and grab crews. Since 2023, so that was last year.
Yeah.
So not very long ago. The task force has recovered approximately $11.5 million in stolen merchandise.
Wow.
Which is not that much, probably considering how much is stolen. And with that, latest bus officials say that they identified at least 10 people involved in the Silicon Valley crime operation. One organized crime retail theft warehouse down, who knows how many to go.
Well, it's going to be a lot. I mean, anytime you have any kind of a trafficking criminal activity, of you know, whether it involves people or just like guns or drugs or whatever it is, there's always this kind of stuff. Always.
So the question I have for you is at what point does law and order just become optional? Like that's what's become here. Like, we're just not going to prosecute crimes. not just all crimes, but some crimes. Just okay. You know, we don't have time. It's too much work. There's too many people stealing. There's too many poor people that just need some help. And so that's what like a lot of it in California is, right? So,
I think what it comes down to is manpower.
And so a lot of it is.
When the idea is like you only have so many people, there's only so much time, there's so many things going on. This happens in every big city. You begin to dismiss the smallest things because you're still busy with the highest of priorities. So it's not like they're just twiddling their thumbs. You know,
I'm not saying the police aren't doing anything.
Yeah.
But this has become a law in California that you can't prosecute things up to a certain dollar amount.
So that's a different level.
They've actually legalized theft in essence.
Exactly. It's where they can come up and say, hey, please stop. But if you don't, we can't do anything about it. You know, that's crazy. I think that's wrong. That's
very wrong.
Yes. There's no excuse for it.
How do we get to that point as a society, though?
You know, it goes all back to, you know, what's your worldview? What are you centered on? And when there's no standard, absolute standard of morality or truth or something like that, then yes, these things go. Of course they do. Because who's to really say it's wrong? There could be a different situation.
Yeah, you owe it to me.
Yes. There's all sorts of ideas out there. So there's got to be a standard. If there's not, then you can't say anything's wrong. It's all subjective.
All right. That's it for today's article.
Good stuff.